It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack
on 107.9 The Fan
and ESPN 105.9.
Well, good afternoon. I'm assuming all of your retinas and corneas and other eye parts all survived the solar apocalypse 2024. And as a result, we just keep moving on here.
Is anybody out there? Can you hear our voices?
The aliens. Aliens are probably out there.
The movie where Will Smith was the only one left alive, him and his dog.
Oh, Legend.
Yeah.
I am legend, maybe.
There were people that thought that this was the end of the world, even though it happens all the time.
I don't think it was the end of the world. I mean, I don't remember too many people saying that. Of course, I did hear from one goofy politician that the solar eclipse is God telling us all to repent. I know.
Yeah.
It's part of nature, and they come around when they line up together, and yeah. I don't know that it's a sign, but apparently some people think it was. Yeah, so you're supposed to repent so we don't have another one of those.
And I will give all the nerds out there, I've been poo-pooing this for months now.
Yeah.
But they were right.
It was really cool.
It was pretty cool.
I'm going to ask this. Did you go around town at all today?
No. I worked very, very little this morning.
Okay.
And then got home at early.
Okay.
And then the wife and I and the dogs went out, I don't know.
All right, so you weren't out.
30s.
Okay.
Sat in chairs in the yard and just looked at
the sun
in our glasses.
Okay.
Till it got dark.
All right.
And it was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. The nerds were right.
Oh, it is cool.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see. I think we got sold a bill of goods.
Yeah.
About how many people were going to be here.
Where are they?
I've been asking that for 4 days. Walmart wasn't packed. McAllister's wasn't packed. Yeah. My wife and I go there all the time. This is why it's going to be crowded with all these out-of-towners in here trying to get tea. No.
Yeah.
In fact, the McAllister's folks told us they doubled their staff.
Really?
And they actually were less busy than they normally were on Saturday.
Wow. If they were here, I don't know where they were. The interstates were okay. So, I mean, I didn't get on the interstate, but everybody said it was okay.
I think we got sold a bill of goods.
We did. Yeah. Yeah.
The park, I went through Spring Lake Park twice.
Yeah.
I went through on my way to work this morning at around 11, 10:30. Okay. There was a handful of people there. I'd say maybe 60 cars.
Yeah.
I came back through on my way home around 12:30, and the park had a good number of, it was pretty crowded. Spring Lake Park had a good number of people there.
Yeah.
It's the only place I saw anything that would have made me think something different was happening in town.
Yeah.
And I didn't go down to the celebration downtown here. I did not see this overwhelming number of people that were just going to gridlock our streets and buy up all the gas, and you couldn't get any food. And I mean, for 2 weeks I listened to that one. All right, well.
Some knucklehead put on Facebook, this was maybe Friday, you better go buy gas, they're already buying it up. And I was like, now, people are going to go buy gas.
Yeah.
Because they, just ridiculous. Nothing changed.
Bill of goods.
Yeah.
Sold a bill of goods.
It was cool. Now, I have no idea when the next one is.
Well, 32 million years, I think, is this path, and like where we're on the totality strip. So there'll be 32, but there'll be another one in 20 years.
But it won't necessarily be our strip. Okay. Well, we'll just drive to wherever that strip is and see it again in 20.
I'm not driving to the strip.
No. We saw it.
I've probably seen a handful in my life. They don't even register as that big a deal. It's cool for a minute, and then like, all right.
Yeah.
2 years from now, you're going to say, hey, remember the solar eclipse? I'm going, yeah, I guess, I think. I mean, I did the same thing. We sat outside, we watched the thing, went, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
As soon as it was like getting light again, I went, all right, I'm going to eat my hot dog
now.
I had hot dogs cooking.
You got a little more sun than you normally would? Like your face is, my arms?
No.
Yeah, they say it's the best time to get a tan.
wasn't out that late. It wasn't that way for more than just a few minutes.
That's what they tell me.
All right, whatever. Then I probably got tan. But, I went and cut my grass after it was over.
Yeah.
So I can't tell if my tan's a grass cutting tan or a solar eclipse tan.
Probably a little of both. But.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to have you back in here. We missed you last week.
Yeah.
Got some stuff
anything
going
to talk
on.
About?
No,
I don't know
really.
Anything. Oh, we can talk Texas Longhorns. I mean, I know that's what everybody's thinking about today. Everybody's because I can sure talk it.
All right. Yeah, I know. We got one arrested.
What? I saw that.
That was a mood killer. What's he thinking? Come on. Why?
He
had a couple of what?
Had a couple of pops.
And
then got in his Escalade or whatever he has.
All right.
Tavondre Sweat. Yeah, I got a DWI. And what I'm hearing is a couple of teams may go, you know what? Instead of drafting him top of second round, let's pick him middle of second round.
Well, they won't get him then.
Yeah, they won't get him.
Teams at top of second round decide, somebody 10 picks later will get the guy.
If it was he had a sexual assault.
He's not draftable. If that ticket involved an accident with a long-term problem,
he's
probably not draftable, or he'd be much later because you're risking – a sixth-round pick or a fifth-round pick instead of a second.
Yeah, I don't get these kids. They're about to win the lottery. Just stay home. Stay home until you get drafted.
Can't do it.
I know they can't because they're not as smart as me and you,
Jim. No, it's not that they're not as smart. I'm not going to do that. They just can't. They're young.
Yeah.
They're young, and they cannot do it.
I don't know if
They're invincible, and that's the way young people are.
I don't know if he was in Austin or not.
Yeah, it was in Travis County.
But it's there's an Uber driver every five steps. An Uber.
Who's getting an Uber? That's not cool
in Austin,
at all.
Texas? Oh, yeah.
That's not got an Escalade. Yeah. I'm going to drive my Escalade. No. I only had a couple of pops.
You can trust me. I was just there.
And?
Ubers everywhere.
Yeah. I get it.
Even electric, no driving cars.
Oh, that's cool.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Electric, no driving cars?
Oh,
you don't have a driver?
No driver.
What?
It's coming down the streets.
It's like that Total Recall? Remember Total Recall?
No drivers.
Yep. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't trust that.
It's nuts. But
I barely trust drivers.
Chloe sent us a video. They had a big party at the tower today for the eclipse.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And the Longhorn Band. Let me ask you this. Do you play – Longhorn Band was playing Total Eclipse of the Heart, Monty Raitt. Made some people mad because they didn't play Pink Floyd's
Dark Side of the Moon, which is the album.
Yeah, which they have an Eclipse song.
Yeah.
So people are mad.
They made them mad? Well, you can only play one song?
They played one song.
You can't play more than one?
I don't know. I just saw the Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, for God's sake. People need to. You know what? I'll go with the driverless car.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of people. I can't even stand it anymore.
Yeah.
I really am. There's always an issue about something.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't play the right song, so people are up in arms. Jeez. I can't. I can't even do it anymore.
I don't know. Is there any other news that we could talk about?
Well, at 5:30, Derek Oxford's coming on the phone with us because we are certainly going to talk about the big news out of Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, tell me more.
No, you know more. I'm still sitting. I was texting somebody today. I'm blown away by the fact that SMU started all this.
I know.
SMU started this whole thing. So they get rid of their coach. They hire USC's coach. USC's looking around. They go, why not Musselman? Musselman leaves Arkansas, and now it's Calipari coming from Kentucky. This is the reverse order it's supposed to work.
I know. And I would love to hear. Did Arkansas wait, Mus, what do you want? We'll give you whatever you want. Or did they go, all right, maybe it's time.
From hearing Razorback Billy talk the other day, I kind of got the sense that that was the agreement when they hired him.
Yeah,
5 years is all I'm giving you. I'll give you five, and then I'm looking around.
Yeah.
And so a good job opened where he's from. It makes sense. He had a not-so-great year this year at Arkansas. I'm not going to say the folks up in Fayetteville were ready for him to go. I don't think they were.
Yeah.
I think they were disappointed the way this one of the 5 years went.
Yeah, it's just 1 year.
But if we go the next step, I think the people in Kentucky were tired of Calipari. And this saved the Regents at Lexington a fortune. Yeah. They had a $33 million buyout to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Unless he takes another job.
And he took another
job. And so he took another job. They're clear of the money they would have owed him. Now, it's weird he's still in the conference. This is the part that's weirded me out.
I know.
And seeing some folks make those comments today of, he was like my mortal enemy, and now I'm supposed to cheer for the guy.
Yeah.
And how dirty that feels. It's like when T.O. came.
Yeah.
Terrell Owens was the guy who, you know, spiked on the star. Stood there. And now he's wearing the star in his helmet, and people loved him. It's the most fickle. You don't care about your team. That was the guy. That guy can't be on your team.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld said, you root for laundry.
Hey, that's it.
You're rooting for the laundry.
You hated the guy when he was across the division. Yeah. When he was in Philadelphia, we hated Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he's in a Cowboy uniform. Oh, he's all right. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
We want him. He's a great receiver. And now here we are, a bunch of folks up in Northwest Arkansas who used to dog cuss John Calipari are now going to be fawning at his feet because he's their guy now.
I was trying to think of, as a Longhorn fan, who would that person be that would come? It'd be anybody.
Hmm.
You know, it would be an Aggie. It would have to be, or if Lincoln Riley became the Texas coach.
Really?
Lincoln Riley.
If Lincoln Riley took on the job, that would have been. Now, Bob Stoops, I could see. Yeah. Lincoln Riley wasn't there long enough, I didn't think, for it to matter. Calipari had been there 16 years.
There wasn't an Aggie coach long enough
no.
that would make a long. I mean, Texas fans.
That rubbed your nose in it. That was a big rival. I mean, it's been a while.
Texas fans never hated R.C. Slocum.
No.
And Kelvin or Sumlin. Maybe somebody from Texas Tech. But, you know, they got Chris Beard.
They got Chris Beard. Didn't they steal the baseball coach too?
No, the baseball coach now was at Rice, Texas.
Who got their was it the Aggies? I can't remember who got it.
The Aggies got
Tech's coach.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So be careful what you wish for. You know, like right now, Texas fans want our baseball coach fired at Texas.
Of course.
He went to the College World Series 2 years ago. And was literally a drop fly ball last year from going back to the World Series. And now they can't beat BYU. Lose a series to Brigham Young.
Okay.
In baseball. Texas. All right.
It's a series.
Texas should never
see, you're gonna say
lose
you're gonna
to
say,
Brigham
you're
Young
gonna say
in baseball.
This, and I'm going to disagree.
I know it's baseball.
You know better than anybody. The wrong guy on the right day can shut you down, and you walk out going, what?
But it's happened.
And we're going to come back. We're going to come back second segment and talk about that very thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I get it. I'm not defending Texas having a good year.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's indefensible.
Yeah.
But when you say I should never lose to BYU, it's not football. This is baseball, and guys can get high. You know, failing 70% of the time gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're a 300 hitter. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's that game is so every time out it's a unique experience, and sometimes one guy's hot or somebody's girlfriend dumped him and he's not focusing right or he drops a ball for whatever the sun got in his face, whatever it was, he looked up to the eclipse and dropped the ball. Yeah. I mean that's
but there's a pattern. But it's back to what in Arkansas and at Kentucky. I think he was ready to leave Kentucky. You know, Matt Brown.
Oh yeah.
It was time for him to leave Texas. And there's a time. You wear out your welcome unless you're Saban.
I don't think he was ready to leave. I think the fans were ready for success and they weren't getting it.
Yeah.
They paid a lot of money to a coach to keep getting knocked out in the first round. And when you lose to Oakland and you look up and down their roster and they have no one who will ever play in the NBA and you've got four or five guys, you can't make it. It doesn't work in your head.
Yeah, there's some questions I want to ask our guest at 5:30. Yeah,
well, Derek Oxford's going to join us in about 15 minutes. First, quick timeout. We'll come back. I said with segment two, we're going to talk some baseball. We are. We're going to come back and talk that in just a minute. It was a pretty important weekend around town. So quick break. We'll come right back. Leaving the yard. You're on the Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Difficult times challenge our mental and physical health. Take time to exercise. Focus on your emotional needs and your loved ones. If you need help, visit MethodistFamily.org. For over 120 years, MFH has been your community resource for a complete continuum of care. This message is sponsored by Methodist Family Health and aired in cooperation with this station and the Arkansas Broadcasters Association.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour. Derek Oxford's going to join us next segment. We'll talk a little bit more about the hiring of John Calipari by the Arkansas Razorbacks and how that process went. And that's not the only part of that story. A couple of transfers, one into the portal, one into the NBA draft, also coming out of Fayetteville. And we'll wait for the next segment to talk in that a little bit more. It was an important weekend in baseball around here, and it's going to be a really important day tomorrow if we get games in. Unfortunately, three of the four teams lost on Friday, and that may be why it's so important. We'll start over at Arkansas High. We normally stop there. We'll start there. They had won, I think, four or five in a row, got themselves back in the conversation, and then went up to Hot Springs and lost to Lakeside 2-1. So they've got Lake Hamilton, who's at the top of their conference tomorrow night. They really need a win tomorrow night to stay in this discussion. They don't have to win that game, But they lost to a team that's a little bit above them. They're going to have to make up some ground someplace, and that may be where it is. Number two, Texas High, who had their own four-game winning streak going in the middle of a seven-game homestand, had a tough Hallsville team come in that beat them 4-2. Not a surprise. No. Hallsville's at the top of the district, so it's not like, oh, my God, that was the one you let get away. They did not. They have Longview tomorrow night, two of the three teams that are tied for the fourth spot in their district.
And Longview beat them last
out. Longview beat them last time. You really need to get this one at home to try to even up that tiebreaker. Otherwise, you've lost two games to them, and the tiebreaker's not in your favor against the Lobos.
And they play three, too, right? They play about everybody three times, like Pleasant Grove does?
I don't think so.
Is their district bigger?
Yeah.
There are more teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to go back and look at it, to be honest with you. It's a good question. Let's see. There's 2 weeks left after this Friday, so I can't imagine they'd play another round all the way through. Yeah. I think they just started the second round through.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Three. Pleasant Grove put up 23, hit two grand slams.
Yeah.
And smacked around Pittsburgh, who's just been...
Yeah, they're putrid.
Ellie scored 18 on them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
PG did five better and scored 23 on them on Friday. Hawks have won 13 in a row now and have kind of found their stride. And then there's Ellie, who had just... Leopard fans have said, and said it Friday night, trap game.
Yeah.
Got PG coming in Tuesday.
Yep.
Chance to try to get back to even in the district. Here's Parrish. You beat them 11-0 at their place. Not much to get up for. And if you didn't see it, you just got to be like, oh, man, what in the heck happened? It really wasn't what in the heck happened. It was, and I'm not trying to fansplain it here. It really was. It was a baseball game. It was, Paris got four bleeders through the infield, just where guys weren't, in one inning, and got four runs. And Ellie could not get the clutch hit you need to have to win a game like that. It felt like they were going to come back and win it, but then they strike out with the bases loaded. They get thrown out at home with the bases loaded. They ground out twice to third with runners at second and get tagged out at, you know, you have the tag or force out at third base. Just could not get the hit they needed to get. Pitcher pitched well, just couldn't get the hit.
It's
so,
like you said earlier, it's baseball.
It's baseball. And it's frustrating as all get out when you watch it because you're like, this team was in last place. We're ranked, you know, 7 or 9 or whatever it was in the state. You're never supposed to lose that game, which is why I go back and say, yeah, the Longhorns can lose to BYU and the Leopards can lose to Paris.
Yeah, but the Leopards haven't lost to – it's not about Texas. We'll get off of them. But when you lose to inferior opponents, it seems like every weekend – Honestly, I don't think LA will lose another game. In fact,
well, they got PG tomorrow night. We're gonna find out.
I know. I think there's a really good chance they beat Pleasant Grove in one of those games. I mean, you've seen them. The difference is, and this is, I'm PG home fanboy. Yeah, PG can hit 1 through 9.
Oh yeah,
they can all hit.
Oh yeah,
and they run the bases really well. They're fast.
They don't make mistakes on the field.
No, and
they don't boot balls. They don't throw balls away.
Yeah, and that's how you get beat in the playoffs.
Yep.
You can't have two great hitters at the top of the lineup, and then your 6 through 9 can't hit.
Can't hit.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that about Illy. They're good. I saw them.
No,
they're good.
No, they're good. They got to have hits up and down the lineup though, and they're not getting it up and down the lineup.
And you can't make mistakes on the base pass. And
no, you can't.
And for years, you know, if you've seen Craig Jones teams, and he's just the assistant over there. I know that, but the greatest thing Pleasant Grove was good at was base running. All those years,
most
you were
of
there.
The years. They had 1 year that was dreadful.
They
had 1 year they could not run the bases. I don't know what it was. It was like. I want to say it was the end of the run of the 6 in a row.
Really?
It's either one. It was either the last year, or the year before. They had one year they could not run the bases.
Yeah.
They were the worst base running team I think I'd ever seen.
Wow.
For a really good team. I mean, there's bad teams that make an out, you know, going second every time. They just made a ton of base running errors.
Yeah.
So normally I'd agree. 90% of the time I agree with that.
Yeah.
They had a year though that they were terrible on the bases.
But it's, you know, you have Fowler and Jones both over there. They'll get it straight. They'll get it straight.
They're going to have to.
And don't text at me saying, oh, they can't beat PG. Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Now here's the weird thing. This is going to be the ray of sunshine if you're a Leopard fan and the, oh, well, if you're a Hawk fan. Liberty Isle still controls their destiny for winning the district.
Sure.
While they're two games behind, if they win the two games against PG, they own the tiebreaker. And they would be the district champions if they won out. If everybody else won out and Ellie wins the two games against the Hawks, they own the tiebreak.
Yeah.
So all is not lost. I know in the mindset of we got to win district championship. They didn't win a district championship last year. No. Made it to state.
Yeah.
It's district championship's great. It's a banner you get to hang. That's not the banner any of these schools want. They want the one at the end.
Yeah.
Ellie's got work to do to clean up. And Zach Fowler and I, you know, kind of texted back and forth this weekend, and he said, I think it'll be good for us.
Yeah.
He said, if we learn from it and push forward from here, it'll be the best thing to happen to us. If we don't, if we let it look, you know, define who we are now, well, it'll be a short season.
You know, the Fincher may know this, but when do you get Salina? When do you get Spring Hill? Because I'm thinking those are the two schools that – you better show up if you're going to beat them, especially Salina. You know, last year, Pleasant Grove got Salina first, right?
In a series,
and then LE got them
in a one game,
one gamer,
right?
So it's,
the year before,
yeah,
Salina had them in a series and knocked them out.
So Pleasant Grove won district last year, right?
Right.
So Pleasant Grove got Salina
first,
right? So that's kind of like winning district in football. You get Carthage
right.
first.
That's right.
So. And I'm sure Spring Hill's good too.
Sure.
And they always are.
Kennedale's good.
Kennedale's right. Ranked. So it's not as big as like it is in football. Because we've been for years. Like, when do you get Carthage? When do you get Gilmer again?
That's right.
Yeah.
This is when you get Salina. Or,
when you get Salina.
Or in these two teams, do you see each other in the playoffs? Can you get through everybody else and see each other in the playoffs?
I would love to do that again and play at Texas High.
No, everybody would.
Oh, my gosh.
But disappointing Friday. One more before I leave. Well, a couple more. PG beat LE's softball team on Friday. Lady Hawks are going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's not been a great softball year around the area, but Queen City, I think, is unbeaten in softball.
Yeah, I think so.
And PG's going in. And then I'm going to flip it over to Texas High, who for the first time in 6 years beat Hallsville in softball. And now the Lady Tigers are sitting in the fourth spot in their district with a really good chance to get themselves in the playoffs again this year.
Yeah.
That was like Paris's win over LE on Friday.
Yeah.
That's the magnitude of Texas. Chelsea Slider does such a good job. That's the magnitude of that win over Hallsville for the Lady Tigers, who had a couple of weeks ago gotten, I think, run ruled by Pine Tree in a game that everything just went wrong and no one wants to talk about. But it may have been their version of losing to Paris. Like, this is embarrassing. Yeah. This can't happen. You got to get our minds right and get – well, then they pull off this big win over Hallsville Friday night. So, we do a lot of baseball talk. We don't do a lot of softball talk, but congratulations.
I always think of that. You lose one and it gets you going.
Right.
Remember when Texas High lost to Mount Pleasant?
Football, yeah.
In their state championship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Mount Pleasant was okay.
Was it like 10-0? It was 14-7. It was some low-scoring
like
game.
That.
17-7.
That's one of the few I didn't go to that year. I went to a bunch of them that year. But it was like, how in the world did you lose that game? And then it flipped a switch.
Yeah.
And then they beat the crap out of everybody.
Yes, dominated everybody else. But that one, you don't expect that team's going to have anything for you.
Yeah.
And you don't, your mind's not right when you start, and theirs is, and it's hard to turn the switch on and off.
Were you at Texas High then, or still at the Grove?
I was at the Grove.
Okay, yeah. That was that 1999? No, 2002.
I think it was 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh, that was a long time
ago. It's 20 years,
wow.
I know.
What year was it that Stafford and Mallett, was it at the playoff game? Was it at Kilgore? Where was that game?
Tyler?
Was it at Rose?
It's either at Rose or they did one in Shreveport.
Yeah.
They played one in Shreveport.
Maybe it was at Shreveport. Did they play 2 years in a row in the playoffs?
Don't get me lying. I wasn't covering their stuff back then, so you asked me a question from 20 years ago. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. Man, what a great team.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so here we are. We are about the bottom of the hour. No show tomorrow. Now, it's tentative. We got weather stuff tomorrow. Mm. It's actually blowing in tonight.
Yeah.
We're supposed to start getting rain around 9, I think, tonight. Which means if it rains overnight, Ellie's going to cover their field tonight and try to keep the infield dry. But there's a good chance of rain well into the afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the rain doesn't come as bad as we think, we'll have baseball tomorrow. If it does, we'll maybe be back in here with a show tomorrow night.
Man, we need a turf field in this town.
Boy, we had that talk with John McClure.
Yeah.
He agrees.
Yeah, good.
All right, we're going to take a break. Derek Oxford's coming up next. For you Razorback fans, all right, here we go. Strap in. It's time to hear from start to finish what's happened over the last week up in the hills of Arkansas. We'll come back and talk about that when we return. Leaving the yard here on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location.
Including Metal Mart, Flying Burger, iFurniture, and Texas Freedom.
The ultimate backyard barbecue giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
Here it comes, 100% probability of rain tonight, tomorrow through tomorrow night. 2 and 3 inches of rain possible tonight. Low of 61. High tomorrow 72. Another 1 to 2 inches possible of rain. And tomorrow night with a low of 60. Join us at our next live road show tomorrow, 11 to 2 at Metal Mart off the Leary exit from I-30 to enter the Backyard Barbecue Giveaway.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zack.
Chuck Zack.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
I don't know how I feel about this song for our next guest, but joining us live from up in Fayetteville, Derek Oxford. You know Derek from his years of association with the show. Before he came to us, he was a reporter for the Texarkana Gazette. I don't know what he does up in Fayetteville anymore. There's no telling.
It's God's country.
That's right. But he covers about everything that happens up there that happens with the Razorbacks. And I don't know that there's been a more important week in the last, I don't even know, maybe since I hired Muss in the first place 5 years ago, than this past week up in Razorback land. So joining us live, Derek Oxford. First of all, thank you for taking a couple minutes, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Enjoying this warm weather.
Warm weather.
Eclipse day.
Yeah, yeah. You get an extra suntan, according to Kevin Carpenter. Get an extra tan if you were out there during the eclipse.
You didn't get it like we did here, though, right, Derek?
No, it wasn't as good.
Yeah, we got it good right here, right on the
darkness.
Edge. Oh, yeah, it was the whole thing. All right. I don't even know where to start. I keep trying to freak out about the fact that SMU started this thing and it's going in the wrong direction. Normally it starts at the top where somebody at a top school, a Kentucky for instance, decides to retire and then the dominoes fall downhill. This is everything going uphill and it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's really bizarre how everything transpired since April began. With Enfield going to SMU and then Musselman, you know, deciding to head back to the West Coast where he's more, I guess, comfortable, so to speak. And then obviously, you know, the news breaking last night that, you know, Calipari is headed to Fayetteville is just crazy to think about, considering the history that Calipari has with Arkansas and just, you know, yeah, everything that goes with that.
Thank you. That's what I made the argument about a half hour ago. This is so weird. And Razorback fans are embracing this, going, oh, man, we're back. National championships. This is going to be awesome. When a week ago, if Calipari had come through Fayetteville, he would have been lucky to get out without his car getting egged.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was public enemy number one in terms of basketball up here for a long time. I knew that he had a friendship with John Tyson, but I didn't know how extensive a friendship it was. And obviously, you know, that all came out last night when, you know, the announcement was made. And it's always interesting to, you know, find out little nuggets like that.
I'm expecting the back channels conversation that happened here started when Musselman, the rumors about Musselman a week ago today on April Fool's, started popping out about the interest in maybe USC. I'm imagining that that Juracek began the process then of feeling out in back channels who might be interested. Now, they talked about Chris Beard and threw up $5 million and got rejected. They threw up the name from the guy up in Kansas State, and apparently he got more money to stay. So it's not like Calipari was the initial big choice. It looked like Beard was their guy, and nobody was willing to pony up $8 million to get Chris Beard. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of at a loss about how fast things happened after those two rejections.
Yeah, and that's definitely I kind of think where everybody was at that point is when you get, you know, I guess essentially publicly turned down by Beard and Tang, they really didn't know where it was almost like you didn't know where Juracek was going. There were a lot of people, you know, questioning, you know, did he have no clue what he was doing, or, you know, is, you know, are we going to have to, you know, is Arkansas going to have to settle for somebody, you know, a la, you know, John Pelfrey, Stan Heath, you know, are we going back to that, or, you know, and then stuff kind of started filtering out Saturday that there was kind of like a mystery candidate, so to speak, somebody that, you know, was not on anybody's radar, and obviously Calipari fit that mold, whatever, everything broke last night.
So here's what I read today from different folks. It might have been Andy Staples or Katz or somebody, and I apologize, I don't remember who it was, but they compared it to the Jimbo Fisher hire at A&M, and I disagree with that. And he went on to say, Calipari's got to change what he's been doing for the past so many years. Do you agree that he's got to get away from the one and dones, and he's got to go into the portal? He's got to build an older team. Do you think that's what he's got to do?
Yeah, he's definitely going to have to change his approach. You know, he had all that success his first, you know, 7-8 years at Kentucky with, you know, the one and done, and just filtering out, you know, lottery pick after lottery pick. But yeah, I mean, you know, with the NIL and portal, that, you know, he's definitely, you know, going to have to, you know, fix the way he constructs rosters and the way he, you know, he's almost going to have to start relying on, you know, like those guys that are, you know, those grad transfers and guys that are looking, you know, to, you know, go to a different school, and, you know, maybe they weren't able to flourish in a role at one place, but, you know, they can come to, you know, when he was in Kentucky, and, you know, going to Arkansas, you know, flourish in a different role there, you know, because I just don't think that you can, the way it's constructed now, I just don't think you're going to win, at least get to Final Fours and win national championships with five freshmen.
No,
you know, the Fab Five, that's you know, that's a thing of the past. So yeah, he's definitely going to have to change the way he constructs a roster, and especially with the lack of NCAA tournament success he's had in the last 5 years. Obviously, you know, there's going to have to be things that he's going to have to look at, and, you know, kind of look in the mirror and see what he needs to do to, you know, to get back to having the success in the tournament that he had.
Derek Oxford joining us this afternoon.
Go
ahead. Go ahead, Derek.
No. I was pretty much done. Just say what he was doing at Memphis, at Kentucky, that having success for so long.
Well, the cupboard's pretty much empty. Tremont Mark said yesterday he was entering the portal. Trevion Brazil today basically said he's going to the NBA. Is there anybody left?
No. Yeah. The only player that's still on the roster is like a walk on, and then Ronnie Brewer is an assistant. Everybody else is gone.
Wow.
So I don't know that. I mean, you're going to have to find players. Obviously, the window is still open for recruiting, so it's not like every freshman's been, you know, already accounted for. Although a lot of the top have, I don't know though that Calipari's got it in him to do it any differently. He's had such an amazing run of success, not championships, but a lot of success. He's making $8 million for a reason. And if you're Arkansas, you want exciting, successful basketball. You cannot go and find a bunch of retreads and say, okay, this is a team Calipari's bringing you. He's going to have to find some top 100, top 20 kind of guys who are going to commit to Fayetteville. Otherwise, it's just Musselman all over again from 2023-24.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hope is that he's going to be able to, you know, convince a lion's share of that number two class to come with him. You know, more often than not, players were committing to him. They weren't necessarily committing to Kentucky. But, yeah, I mean, the hope is that, you know, you get like three or four guys, you know, from that class to come, and then you find some guys in the portal that, you know, can contribute right away. And then, you know, you don't know what – you know, guys like Mark and Battle and people like that are going to do. But, you know, you could obviously, you know, float, you know, convincing them to stay. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to – it is different in the fact that he's going to have to inherit – you know, basically have an entirely new roster out there next year. It won't be anybody that hardly that, you know, has been in a Razorback uniform before.
Okay, make this last question for you before I let you go. Make this argument for me. You've watched the guy for the last several years when they played against the Razorbacks. Is he a good X's and O's coach, or is he just a good recruiter?
Well – I think he is a good X's and O's coach. You know, obviously, you know, the way he built himself, you know, back in the day when he was at UMass and, you know, even at Memphis, the guy knows basketball. He knows how to coach basketball. I think he's just, you know, the last few years of late, you know, the lack of tournament success, he's probably needs a stronger assistant coaching staff than he's had. And I think, you know, maybe that's a direction he may look at this time, going to Arkansas, maybe shaking things up with his assistants, just getting guys that are better scouters, better at, you know, helping him with in-game situations. For instance, in the tournament, the dude for Oakland that just went insane from three. I mean, surely they had to have had a scouting report that this guy can shoot the three.
Is that an anomaly? It's not even, you got the scouting report, the guy can shoot the three. The game starts and you look at it and go, we got to change our defense because he's killing us. And they don't change.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's the worry for me.
Weird thing that happened. Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Hey, I got to let you go. I'm already late on my break. Derek Oxford, always good talking to you again. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew this was going to be our week, huh?
I want to see him calling the Hogs.
Solar eclipse and now Calipari. What else is going to happen? Cowboys may sign a free agent.
No, they're not. No.
Always comes in threes.
No.
Derek, appreciate you coming.
Thanks,
on,
Derek.
Buddy. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it.
Quick timeout. We'll come right back. Leaving the yard here on The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
My son Ryan went with a friend and they visited Mexico. They purchased medication and it turned out to be complete fentanyl and it killed him. This drug does not discriminate. One pill can end your life and change your family's life forever. One pill kills.
To learn more, visit OnePillKillsTX.com. Sponsored by HHSC.
Since 1966, Robbins Toyota has served the Texarkana area with integrity, honesty, and loyalty. These characteristics define the Robbins Toyota experience. Quality started by Eddie Robbins 57 years ago that continue to this very day with daughter Susan Robbins. Before your next new or pre-owned auto pickup or SUV purchase, check out the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at robbinstoyota.com or visit the dealership at 6233 Mall Drive, Nash.
there, it's Haley Roser, co-chair of the 9th Annual Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival presented by Leadball Office. This year's wine festival will be held at Spring Lake Park in Texarkana on Saturday, May the 4th from 11 to 7. It's a celebration of art, food, music, beer, and wine benefiting the Alzheimer's Alliance of the Tri-State Area. General admission is $10. Children 12 and under are free, and this family-friendly event has something for everyone to enjoy. We are on cloud 9 for you to join us at the Twice as Fine Texarkana Wine Festival Saturday, May 4th from 11 to 7.
It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. Hey, Sean Hannity here. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio. It is the backbone of the emergency alert system, and that keeps us safe in dangerous times, because when cell and internet services are down, AM radio might be your only lifeline. Now text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Text AM to 52886 today.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities,
this is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
Texarkana Resources at 3015 East 9th Street, Texarkana, Arkansas, building bridges to independence and providing training, education, and support to enable persons with disabilities to reach their highest potential in the community. No matter your disability, skills, or experience, visit their website at texarkanaresources.org or call 870-774-9675.
Leaving the Yard live at 5 Monday through Thursday afternoons, and Leaving the Yard Rewind Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
I don't mind the strain of a hurricane. They come around every June. The high black water.
All righty, welcome back. Got about 9 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard, Chuck Zack, Kevin Carpenter. Tomorrow, probably no show, just in case. It would be Tyler Huff if we happen to have one. Razorback Billy back in here on Wednesday. You're gone the next two Mondays.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to get live reports from you from Europe.
Yeah.
From, I'm assuming, some Scotland golf course.
You know, I'm not playing golf.
Okay.
It's a long story. It's a...
tragedy is what it is.
Well, when I start playing golf again, which will be soon.
Okay.
Like, I used to play, you just think Billy plays a lot of golf.
No, Billy plays a lot of golf.
I play a lot of golf for 25 years.
Okay.
And just stop playing.
Okay.
So when I come back, I will be back.
You're like Tiger. The comeback's...
Exactly.
When the comeback happens, everybody else should be afraid.
You know, I didn't want to play in Scotland.
Oh.
So we're going to... we'll do something else.
Okay.
We'll have fun.
So from a pub. You're going to call me from a pub in Scotland.
We'll see some pubs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's one, I think, that's like 1,500 years old.
Wow.
That.
Bet the beer's
the
that
same
old,
beer,
too. Right?
Same beer, 1,500-year-old
see?
Beer. So, yeah, I'll tell you how it is.
All right. You bring some back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you probably have to pay the duty for it, but
yeah,
whatever.
Don't, yeah. What I really want to find is some Cuban cigars.
I don't know you're going to find any of those in Europe,
I don't
are
think you?
You
will.
Okay. Tonight's national championship game. By the way, we have that starting
at 8:30.
Yeah, it starts at 6:30. I think is the coverage tonight for us. It's an 8:20 tip off time here in the Central Time Zone. 9:20 if you're a UConn fan and you want to watch your team's national championship game, and you're a kid who's like in fifth grade, and your bedtime's 10 o'clock. You get to watch the first quarter, and then you're going to bed.
Who makes those decisions? It's unbelievable. So East Coast and Central Time. The East Coast, a fifth grader.
Yeah.
They can't stay. I mean, they can. It's unbelievable.
They'll just sleep in school tomorrow.
I can tell you one person that will watch it all.
A bunch of high school kids do that all the time.
This guy will not watch it all.
Really? Well, I have to.
If the Longhorns or the Razorbacks were in it, I would watch it.
Okay.
No, I'm not watching that.
Okay.
No. That's ridiculous. My little protest.
Well, And having watched the women's championship game yesterday,
perfect.
Which I can't believe we have gone 50 minutes, 55 minutes, and didn't talk about it for a second.
It's unbelievable. Kevin Carpenter watched an entire women's basketball game.
On a Sunday afternoon.
I didn't miss a – no, I watched the Iowa-LSU game. I was gone, so I couldn't watch the semifinal and couldn't watch yesterday.
Okay. Oh, you didn't watch yesterday.
No, I was upset I didn't.
Oh.
I cannot believe – how much I enjoyed watching that women's basketball game.
Here's my proposal. Since we saw the women's numbers historic, most watched basketball game in 5 years, doesn't matter what time you play them. If you got a great storyline, you're going to get viewers. So I'm saying this. Can we move the men to Sunday afternoon?
Like the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Let the women have the 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock slot, and when that game's over, you go to the men for the doubleheader. It's a Sunday 5:30 start time.
Brilliant.
You're done by 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever time it is. Your kids can go to bed a reasonable hour. You had the women starting at 2, which means on the West Coast it was at noon. In the East Coast, it was 3. Everybody got it.
Yeah.
If you can start the men's game at 5:30, even 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock East Coast, everybody gets it, and you don't have to worry about, oh, my God, I stayed up until, you know, after midnight watching a men's basketball game.
Yeah.
It to me, they have an opportunity right now to go women's championship, men's championship. Yeah. Piggyback them one after the other. They can be in their own separate locations. I want that still, but they need to move it out of Monday night late. That's just – it's the worst time for the biggest game of the season.
Nobody loves sports as much as I do, but I'm old. I physically can't stay up because I got to get up early.
These are the best two teams this year. Nobody's going to see the end of this game.
It's usually my favorite week of sports because the Masters starts Thursday.
Right.
So usually I love watching the basketball, then the Masters. It's kind of spring is here and then summer's here. So I don't think there's anything I would stay up that late for.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Well, there's some things, but the Razorbacks, Longhorns.
Okay.
Not the Cowboys anymore.
Yo, come on.
I wouldn't stay
up
and watch
on.
Pitiful.
Yes, you will.
I may renounce my fandom.
You're not.
I may
that
join
either.
The Texans.
You're not.
I hope my son's not listening. I will never root for the Astros, but I could see myself rooting for the Texans.
Which, by the way, was a nice weekend for the Rangers.
Rangers are good.
They lost.
Memo.
They lost
Rangers
last night.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
it's baseball,
but they,
Chuck. Remember,
but they smacked around the Astros 2 out of 3 games.
Rangers are better than the Astros.
Josh Jung being hurt.
Yeah,
we'll see long term if that becomes a problem.
Yeah,
but right now. The Astros look like they're in trouble. Yeah. More than the Rangers are good. The Astros may not be that good this year.
That's what I'm thinking.
They may be the team that everybody thought was going to defend their.
Hopefully, mid-year the Rangers will get pitching back.
Yeah.
They get Scherzer. Could get homeboy that had the Tommy
DeGrom.
DeGrom, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about if they come back healthy.
They're basically American League champions.
Yeah. So it's. The Rangers have pulled me back into baseball.
See?
They've pulled
me
back.
See, the Cowboys are going to do the same thing. They're going to pull you back.
What have they done?
Caitlin Clark's pulled you to women's basketball.
But she's gone. Now, I'm probably not going to watch the WNBA. That doesn't interest me.
See, I don't know that I've ever watched a quarter
I've never
of a
watched
WNBA
one
game.
Dribble of a WNBA game.
See, this is how I am with soccer. I don't watch a second of soccer until we get to the World Cup, and then I can't get enough.
Yeah,
I'm not a WNBA fan, but I love the women's college tournament this year.
Yeah,
I'm a big Paige Beckers fan. Yeah. I like the Angel Reese story.
Yeah,
certainly Caitlin Clark captured everybody's attention, and it's must-see TV. It really was. Yesterday's game, like Friday's game against UConn, like last week's game against LSU, were must-see TV. Those were great basketball games across the board. Iowa didn't win yesterday, but she gave a great first quarter. I said this today. I'm on something where people are talking. I'm like, she's Larry Bird at Indiana State,
yeah,
and she's Pete Maravich at LSU.
Yeah.
None of them won national championships, but you can't tell me they're not in the conversation for the greatest college players.
She'll get a statue outside Iowa's. She's statue worthy.
She's statuesque.
And she's unbelievable. The way she shoots and passes, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, Danny Heflin, yes, Texas did beat OU in softball. Ended their 9,000 game conference.
Wow.
Texas is really good in softball.
Well, I'll tell you what, OU's lost to Louisiana. Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lost to Texas.
All right. We're out of time. Appreciate Derek Oxford. That's Kevin Carpenter. Back in 2 weeks. Better have lots of stories from Europe. All right. You guys take it easy. We'll see you again. Hopefully tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then Wednesday. You're on Leaving the Yard.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.